The COVID-19 state of emergency ended in Massachusetts in June, and most bars, museums, and public libraries are open. But in a sign of how far we still have to go, the State House on Beacon Hill in Boston remains closed to the general public. Reporting from Beacon Hill, WBUR's Steve Brown takes a look at the closure's impact.
All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Massachusetts State House. This is going to be an outdoor tour of the Massachusetts State House here in Ashburton Park.
Tour guide Alex Svensson leads about a half dozen out-of-state visitors through gardens on the grounds of the State House.
So our tour of the outside of Massachusetts State House starts right here. The Massachusetts State House actually was built in three different centuries.
Before the pandemic hit last year, tourists like these would be inside the building, seeing firsthand the sacred cod, the House and Senate chambers, the governor's office, or they would be here inside the cavernous Hall of Flags, where flags from all 351 cities and towns hang high above the marble floor. Nearly 100,000 visitors toured the building in fiscal year 2019. But today, the corridors and halls are much quieter. Legislative leaders closed the building to the public at the start of the pandemic 16 months ago. The extended closure seems to irritate Secretary of State Bill Galvin, whose office oversees the State House tours.
This is a magnificent building. We should be sharing it with our own citizens and with that of those from other parts of the country and indeed other parts of the world who come here.
At a recent news conference, Galvin argued the building could reopen without much risk to public health. But Senate Majority Leader Cynthia Cream disagrees.
I appreciate what Secretary Galvin said, but I don't think in this it's wise to not consider the issues surrounding the science of what's going on now.
Cream chairs the Senate Working Group on Reopening the Building. She says the committee remains focused on protecting lawmakers and their aides.
With the uptake of the Delta virus, even in Massachusetts, with the uncertainty of the efficacy of some of the vaccines that people have had, we're trying to be cautious because we want to make it a safe place for our staff.
The Speaker of the House and Senate President will ultimately decide when to reopen the building. They've suggested that will likely happen around October 1st. In the meantime, Cream says legislators have been able to give the public access to proceedings through meetings streamed on the Internet, making it even easier for people to attend.
I just see that as being a big advantage. I see people having said, thank you, Senator. You know, this is really great. I would have had a worry about my car or to travel 4 hours, and I'm thrilled to be able to participate in something.
But not having the building open has its limitations. Arlene Isaacson has been a lobbyist in the State House for several years. She says not being able to be in the building has made it harder to actually talk to politicians.
We can't grab a legislator to talk to them for a few seconds. We can't run into somebody, a staffer or a legislator, and have a conversation that goes, oh, by the way, XYZ just happened. Would you mind doing XYB?
When to reopen isn't just a question for legislative leaders, but also for many businesses and other institutions that have been operating remotely for more than a year. Local cities and towns have, for the most part, reopened their libraries and other buildings to the public. That includes cities like Boston, Cambridge, and Somerville, which generally went beyond the state's restrictions during the worst of the pandemic. But others remain more cautious. Many private universities in the Boston area have yet to reopen their museums. The Bunker Hill Monument, with its narrow stairwell, remains closed. In the private sector, how and when to reopen has been a major challenge.
The future of work is really important, and the sentiment of employees is critically important.
Julie Law is the head of HR at John Hancock, one of the region's largest employers with 3,000 employees in New England. Hancock recently announced their employees can return to the office on a voluntary basis in mid-September.
So our employees can test it out, start to feel more comfortable with working in a work environment from the September time period through the end of the year.
John Hancock says it won't require most workers to return to the office until January. And even then, the insurer will let many people continue to work from home a couple days a week. Similarly, the legislature may let many staffers continue to work remotely part of the time, but at least until the fall, tourists and local residents alike will have to remain content to view the State House from the outside.
So this year concludes our tour, our outdoor tour of the Massachusetts State House.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.